Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
I don't get riled up if you take my rights away. That's fine. I didn't want them anyway.
Sometimes you don't know if they're going in for like a full hug.
I'm an Eagle Scout. I got this.
And you want to make you know how to keister a razor.
Have you ever run into Mr. Jay-Z?
There was a very cute girl.
I like that. I think it's going to be fun.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Metro Boomin! DJ Khaled! Drake!
What's up, y'all?
21.
We back in the house!
That's pretty good.
Do something for me.
21, can you do something for me?
1738. Hi.
I said it was a hello.
Right. So I've been thinking about this lately. I started using ChatGPT recently just to do kind of like, just to help with some research. And
started using crack cocaine.
Yeah, simultaneously.
Medical, though.
Of course. But like, it's cool. It's insane. I mean, you ask it anything and it'll spit out just a cohesive answer that's really informative or helpful generally. I mean, you can't make it say anything dirty or...
Because it's been parameterized.
It has been extensively parameterized.
Okay.
And, but it's interesting because that's kind of our first taste of like public use AI. Everyone has access to it now. I feel like it's opened a Pandora's box and, just like all the other technology that's probably harming us that we cannot stop using because it's been so integrated into our daily lives and into our society. I don't think we're going to be able to stop using AI. Like, what do y'all think about just AI as a whole, even ChatGPT, kind of where that's going, how it's going to affect us as a society, individually, our privacy probably, right. Originality, creativity, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, on a serious note, I mean, I think it is a problem, you know, the whole writer's strike because of, you know, things like AI writing scripts now because they just set parameters and they spit out scripts. That's kind of...
The Hallmark movie writers.
And I understand. I mean, I support the writer's strike, I think, absolutely. If, you know, robots are coming for your jobs and me... You know, as a driver, that's the first job they're trying to do because it's a safety factor.
And I do think it is important, you know, as such an influential podcast to, you know, verbally give our support to the strikers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just to make, you know, you to the people, I mean, you know, it's kind of a
right.
Sort of an underground issue to just make it sort of, you know, public to the, you know, the audiences of the world because, you know, we do have a national audience. We want to thank, you know, all of our viewers in Denmark and Australia for tuning in.
Right. Thank you guys.
And, you know, that's just... What the hell? I don't care.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I think, again, with every technology, there's going to be absolutely awesome use for it. Like in vehicles with, you know, anti-crash detection or whatever, where it'll break your car if you're about to get into an accident.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that or like eventually it'll start. I mean, at first, before self-driving cars are coming out, they're going to start popping up on your dash with like suggestions, like change lanes now to because they're going to be able to talk to each other.
Oh, you wouldn't even need to do that. Oh, yeah the cars
before
sounds so apocalyptic though. Yeah.
Like
somebody just accesses the system and they just make everybody like the cars all lose control and just kill everyone.
Maybe. It's scary to think about.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm in a diesel mechanics. That's what I'm studying in college. Diesel mechanics. Ooh. We have a course right now on telematrix.
Huh?
It was a couple weeks ago. We had
Keanu Reeves.
We had a chapter on how there's going to be able to put one driver in the seat of a semi, and then two or three semis behind it are just going to link to the one driver so that they can all be in a train, basically.
So we're just doing Australia's trailer trains?
But with self-driving trucks that are going to just follow whatever the driver's doing. And then eventually, you know, the military, because my dad, you know, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but the military, my dad did a whole, he works for the military, design stuff. So they already have self-driving semis that will deliver supplies and stuff to military bases in the middle of war-torn countries. Right. Yeah, self-driving, yeah. So already there. It's just, you know, the military gets all the cool stuff. Government gets all the cool stuff first before it's released to the public. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, before all that happens, it's going to start with just, like, suggestions that are probably going to pop up in your dash and be like, this car is going to be turning soon, so watch out. They might brake check you. And then it'll be like, you know, change lanes to avoid that.
This person's known to be an angry driver.
Right, exactly.
Avoid them.
Yes, exactly. So it's going to start with that, and then it'll eventually go to self-driving cars. And the whole freedom thing, absolutely, it's a giant problem. But, like, so many of our freedoms are taken away already. There's no point in fighting
it. Oh, yeah.
Like the whole BlackRock thing, and like government knows all, and the whole.
Well, here's a fun one. There are cameras in space currently, like satellite cameras that can read license plates.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. And there's
from
like
space.
Right, and you saw that whole Wi-Fi routers have the thermal imaging or whatever, so they can basically have all Wi-Fi routers have basically like a camera that can see out based on thermal and echo and all that.
That's a huge problem.
I know it's a problem, but like personally, I'm just like, who cares? Like, the world's gonna end anyway. The government has so much overreach control. There's no point in fighting it. Like, I really don't understand. Like,
fair
people that are like, we need to end this. Like, the heck are you gonna do?
Right.
You got like the strongest military in the world is gonna come after you, and you and your buddies and your freaking rednecks and your AK-47s and your beat up 1987 F-150.
Yeah,
like, what do you think? Yeah, well formed. Everyone's like, well formed militia. Yeah, good luck.
You ain't gonna take my damn 22.
You and your redneck beer drinking buddies and their AK-47s are not gonna take on the freaking United States Army.
Yeah, but I watched Taekwondo videos on YouTube. So I'll beat your
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Not beat your I'll beat now, your
something I did.
I'm not gay.
Something. Yeah. Something I didn't realize, but what I think is that for marketing and different companies, you can buy different levels of AI. And I think like you can buy like a really cheap, like dumb version of AI to run like some of your marketing stuff. There was a dealership in Texas, because I've been looking for Texas trucks because there'd be no rust.
Mm.
And so a dealership in Texas texted me and was in an AI and was like, hey, send me the parameters for the vehicle you're looking for and I'll tell you what we have in our inventory.
Yeah.
And I set very specific parameters. I said, this is the only truck I'm looking for. Very, very specific, down to the year, make, model, length of the bed, trim of the truck, miles, everything. And it sends me, it said, okay, here are some options I think you'd like. And it sent me a 2008 Chrysler PT Cruiser. So I think that dealership probably bought a really, really, really cheap version of the AI.
So, what's the towing capability?
For the PT Cruiser.
For the last time, I don't look like no damn tow truck.
Yeah.
Is that diesel or?
No, it is not. No, but my buddy does have a Volkswagen Beetle that's a diesel.
Wow.
Yeah, but Volkswagen's weird anyways.
Yeah, well, most European cars now have diesels, you know, Range Rover and Volkswagen, their SUVs, and even their Jetta, their sedan. They don't make the Beetle anymore, but that was an option, was to get a diesel and a Beetle.
Wow. They don't make the Beetle anymore?
They don't, no.
What is happening?
No, but they make an electric bus. They make the VW bus, the 60s bus, but now it's electric and it looks like a freaking spaceship. And
aerodynamic is that?
Good. Probably more than the old one.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm.
It looks ugly and stupid and it sucks.
Mm. I don't know. Okay, hear me out, car manufacturers. Just make like a normal looking car that also happens to be electric. Like, why do you have to full send the modern spaceship look when you could just give us, like,
something
we're used to? Do you?
I like how they look ugly because then less people buy them and because they're terrible for the environment anyway, so.
You make a great point, sir. Yeah. Well played. Mm.
I mean, Cadillac and Chrysler have already committed to go 100% electric by, like, 27.
Yeah.
Ford, Lincoln. Lincoln, I think, is going to go, probably going 100% electric, but for right now, they're planning on still letting you have a combustion engine option for a while.
Yeah. Mm.
But they're probably
going to buy them up.
Yeah, they're going to go. Ford cars are going to go electric. They're talking about making a diesel Super Duty, a hybrid. Like
hybrid diesel?
Yeah. So that I understand the premise. Like, you haul a load with the diesel engine and then you use the electric to run back, you know, to go get your other load. And I get it. Or like, you commute to work with the electric and then you pull your camper with the diesel. I get it. But it's stupid, you know? I mean, most guys that drive diesels like myself, we're so fragile on our masculinity, we need to hear the rumble of that tug, glug, 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 when we're sitting at a stoplight.
I mean, it's really the novelty of combustion engines that will keep it around, I think. I mean,
and I saw a video, I think it was on Joe Rogan. I didn't actually see the episode. I just saw the clip of it. But someone was like, they're going to keep combustion cars around, but they're going to only be at the track. Because if you think about it, like horses from 1910, where horses were the majority of the transportation, to 1930, where you couldn't give away a horse.
You make a great point.
That wasn't my point. But yeah, you couldn't give away a horse in 1930.
You suck.
So they just moved horses from the roads to the track, and they're going to do the same thing with gasoline cars.
I think you're right.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody with half a brain can look at an electric car. I mean, look at February of 21, when Texas, when they had all those power outages because of the snowstorm, all those city vehicles, you know, besides the big heavy-duty diesel, if all those city vehicles would have been electric, then they wouldn't have been able to go out and help anybody because they couldn't charge.
Yeah.
California. True. I mean, California's a laughingstock anyway.
For sure.
You know, we're banning the sale of gasoline cars at 2030 and then literally a day later put out a notice, please don't charge your electric car. Grid can't handle it.
Oh, they're messed up.
California's a joke. But regardless, I mean, it's just – this is the only place I get riled up. I don't get riled up if you take my rights away. That's fine. I didn't want them anyway. But
you're making me so mad right now.
No, but like when you talk about – you. Protecting our environment, and now you're forcing me to have to do something that's going to make the environment worse. It's just like, it's just so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, especially coming from a state that's all about, you know, stopping climate change and all that. Same state.
It's terrible.
I wonder if like law enforcement and like municipalities will stick with combustion engines though, because overall they're more reliable. They'll probably be the last to switch.
Probably.
When are we going to see an electric fire truck pull up to a fire? Doesn't that sound stupid?
Yeah. Yeah,
if it had a customizable horn.
Yeah. No, you right.
Matt, you and I had talked about electric semis.
That would be sick, dude. If you knew a cop car was coming because it sounded like the Millennium Falcon going by. Bro.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
People don't understand is... you can't get rid of diesel, and it's going to be damn near impossible. Not just because of the whole batteries are worse and blah blah blah. Just the manufacturing aspect of it. You can't produce enough batteries to be able to get rid of diesel. Diesel runs the world, and it's not just everybody thinks of diesel. They think about a semi truck or a big pickup, but you also got oil freighters,
boats,
all the stuff. Yeah, boats coming from China all the way down to small like yachts have diesel. You know, freight trains moving all of our cars across the country and all of our freight. Backup generators. Liquid propane and natural gas. Semi trucks are going to natural gas and liquid propane. Those are diesel engines, just with different injection systems. So
yeah, it's interesting. Like, from a consumer point of view, like, we could really care less about diesel unless we're like towing something.
Right.
But for like bigger capacity and like more high torque, I guess lower speed power.
Yeah.
You want diesel in those engines for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hate, and people are, oh, diesel's so bad for the environment. Diesel is double the efficiency of any gasoline car, any gasoline engine.
Exactly.
It's double the efficiency. It burns a third the CO2, and all that black smoke that comes out the tailpipe is soot, which is the same stuff in your fireplace.
Yep,
mixes with rainwater and becomes fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know, they did a study in California after implementing the BlueDEF system, diesel exhaust fluid, which is filtered horse urine, which is why it's so high. That's what BlueDEF is filtered horse urine.
Nice.
And it is very high in ammonia because it's horse urine. So they did a test, and they followed a brand new pickup. This was back in like 2015 when they updated the system. They followed a brand new pickup going down the side of the freeway and washed it out the tailpipe. And like within 2 days, all the plants on the side of the freeway were dead because of all that ammonia wasn't being burned. Which is being thrown out the tailpipe. So explain to me that, environmentalist.
The solution is the problem.
Explain to me how a Blue Def and a DPF system shorten the life of a diesel engine by about a third. So yeah. now all those trucks are sitting in landfills or in you know.
Yeah,
in,
more waste.
Yeah, more waste. Like
mm-hmm.
just Europe, I hate to say it, but damn, Europe got it right. Putting all those diesel engines in their you know, SUVs and their cars. Diesel's cheaper to produce than gasoline. The only reason it's more expensive in America is because it's taxed higher.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think whatever's going on in Europe is what we should be doing soon, and whatever's going on in Japan is what we should be doing in the future.
Yeah, probably.
Like, we could take some notes for sure.
Probably.
We're just too stuck.
And the thing I was talking to my roommate about was the whole economy and are we going to fix it? I don't know that a new administration's going to do anything. I mean, obviously, it'd be great if we could get someone like Trump to put our economy back to the way it was. But, dude, I mean, we're really on a bad track. I don't know if there's anything that we can do to change it to even have a brighter outcome. Like, I think, honestly, I think we're all just effed. Like, I think we're just – I think everyone should just give up. I think we're just – it's just going to end really badly, so we just need to give up and let it end sooner.
It's pretty lame, but okay. I think it's going to take another world war.
Will it?
Yeah. Because, like, we're getting back down to that kind of recessive area.
Yeah, and this comes back, and this whole goes to, like, you know, religion, rapture, is this the end times? And it feels like it, you know. And there's a couple things that haven't happened yet. There's a whole lot that's happened in Revelations.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing we're still waiting for, no one has claimed to be Jesus yet. Still waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Well,
the Antichrist never is, like, revealed.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
The Antichrist is never, like, truly revealed.
I think it's Andrew Tate.
I think it's Andrew Tate?
Yeah. He's got, like, a serpent tattoo.
Oh, okay.
He's a little suspect, I think.
Interesting. But the Antichrist has to have like a really big like
ego?
Like real no, like a role. Like they're usually like what? Everyone suspects they're going to be the president. Because like in Revelations it talks about how like they're going to be able to control, like they basically have control over the world. And like the US president is like is supposed to be the most powerful person in the world.
Mm. I mean, they have the most.
It could be like Putin, I don't know, or something. The Antichrist isn't going to be some freaking TikToker.
It's probably the organization we don't know about.
True. Like BlackRock?
BlackRock!
Yeah. No, yeah. But I mean,
Larry Fink, CEO.
It's very, you know.
Really?
Only $1 billion. He only has $1 billion. That's it.
Sure.
To his name or just cash?
Net worth.
I bet. Yeah. No,
I mean,
but
the thing is, like, if you look back on history, social disorder tends to lead to uprising and rebellion. And sadly, the situation we're in now with, you know, incredibly high housing prices, you know, a decent proportion of Americans living really close to the poverty line, worrying about how they're going to be able to pay their expenses, right, you know, hugely in debt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in China when Mao took over and when, you know, when Lenin took over in Russia, there was tons of social chaos and, you know, poverty and stuff that was going on that kind of ended up leading to people thinking they have the solution and causing an uprising and taking over. And since most revolutionaries have no experience in politics, they just do whatever they think is going to be the best, which
always fails,
which usually ends up starving a decent proportion of their population.
Yeah. So, we're going to have a collapse. I don't know when or how bad, but it's going to collapse because it can't stay like this.
Well,
there's
also you have to consider population decreasing, and I mean, in certain, you know, like China, their birth rate is so low compared to the amount of, you know, older people they have.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it looks like an upside down triangle. The amount of young people they have is on the bottom at the point, and the amount of old people they have is on the top. And part of their society is young people support old people when they get older.
Yeah,
and you don't have enough young people to do that.
Okay.
So, which that's what's scary. There was not to like quote Joe Rogan or whatever, but there was a guy on his podcast talking about how China within the next, I think it was the next couple decades or even decade, they are going to have some kind of crash, which, you know, could cause a chain reaction.
Yeah.
True.
We're going to have some it might not be some big, you know, falling apart of America, but we're going to have something economic happen, whether it's another depression while we're in one. But
disclaimer, these are all just random guesses, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Whether, you know, something, the stock market's going to crash, something's going to happen similar to 08, I assume. It's got to reset. I mean, it's going to be nearly impossible for someone like Trump to come in and try and reverse all this.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're in a bad state. Now, that's recent, but I'm talking about like over the course of probably the next couple decades, if the rapture doesn't happen by then, we're going to have a societal collapse, I think, personally, here in America.
Yeah.
And it could be based on something like China or not. Right. I don't know. But because, and this is another thing, because you look back at like every decade, somebody finds something to freak everybody else about.
Yeah.
So like in our parents' generations in the 80s, it was the Ice Age. And in the 90s, we were going to run out of land from our landfills.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the 2000s, it was whatever. Now it's global warming.
Now it's everything.
Now it's everything.
Yeah, literally.
But in none of those previous decades did anybody go this far to try and do anything about it. You know, nowhere in the 80s or 90s when they were talking about garbage did they spend trillions of dollars trying to find build incinerators to burn our garbage. There was none of that. They just freaked everybody else out about it and eventually stopped talking about it. But now we've got like the Green New Deal and we've got things actually moving forward and California signing bills to ban gasoline cars and Cummins supposedly is going to be emissions free by 2050. The biggest diesel engine builder in the world is going to be emissions free by 2050.
Jeez.
You know, this is the only time that I can understand. You know, I wasn't alive for those other times, but it's the only time I've understood that when they freaked out about it, they're actually doing something about it and trying to move forward, and that's really scary. Because if they're all talk, then they're all talk. But once they start moving forward,
we might miss
how far they're going to go.
Mess up stuff for the worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I mean, you just look at statistics. You know, the emissions on producing one electric vehicle is the emissions plus manufacturing of one gasoline car for 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're right. At the end of those 10 years, the electric car is going to start making less emissions, except it's being charged by coal, and then those batteries only last 7 years, and they can't be recycled.
Yep.
Which means the cycle starts over and you never save on emissions.
Or just adding onto the pile in a much bigger way
mm-hmm.
as far as waste goes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter time, mm-hmm. much more waste.
Wow. Unpopular opinion, I think side hugs are the worst. I hate side hugs.
Oh, I agree 100%.
It's just, they're awkward. They're just, you know, like... Sometimes you don't know if they're going in for like a full hug.
That's
and then
the
last
right
moment
there.
They like put their one arm back and like, you know, turn their torso to pivot for the side
right,
hug.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. And you're like, what the hell? And then you've got to like connect it behind and even right. like side.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, always like a weird like semi-friend zone type deal.
Right, yeah, right. Like, right. Like, where you're more than an acquaintance, but you're less than a friend.
You're just, you're not anything.
You're not
right.
anything.
Yeah. It's like, it's just, look, if you're going to, if we're close enough, just full on hug me. And if we're not, just... shake my hand.
Yeah, I'd rather have a handshake or a fist bump.
Yeah.
Side hug.
Dude, isn't it a bad feeling when the fist bump fails, though, and you don't really know what you're going for?
I think it's funny.
That one.
You gotta, like, laugh about it.
It is pretty funny.
You, like, grab their hand. Like, you know, sometimes I do stuff like that intentionally just to be stupid.
Yeah, just to, like, just like, gear shift
them.
Yeah,
adds a level of, like, ease to the interaction.
Now, if you're doing that with, like, someone you don't know really well... then you fist bump them and it's like,
it feels
you like
weird.
Miss or like the dap is like sort of like a semi handshake.
Oh, like your fingers graze.
Oh, like you go for the handshake, they'll go for the dap and then it's
and
like.
And then it feels mushy when
like
you're there.
It's like a hand dap.
Yeah.
It's like,
really weird.
Or like when they're
whether
going for a
not
hug
to go
but you
the...
thought they're going for a dap.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
When they only wanted the hand dap but not the rest of the bro hug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you feel them start to pull away, but you're already committed, so you have to just kind of like
send it.
Yeah.
And then you tap them on the back a couple of times, but they don't pat back.
Yes. And then you go in for the kiss, and they just like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the best feeling in the world though is when you meet someone and then you see them like a little while later, and they liked you so much they go in for the full hug just on the second time.
That is nice.
That's
nice.
Sick, dude. Yeah.
And you're like oh,
man,
I'm so
I like
glad
you this much right now. I'm not gonna like you at all in like a year.
Okay. What?
Oh, okay.
You feel that?
No.
Do I feel like the people that like I have the best impression of like immediately are the people I end up not liking?
Oh, sometimes.
Oh, interesting.
And then like the ones that are like it takes a minute for it to set in. Those are the ones that like chill out.
You think
like,
that's. You think it's partially because you have like too high expectations for how they're going to be, and then when they like do something like weird or like mean or something, then you like your like ambitions for them are shattered.
Let's go deeper than that. I think it's because everyone has a different personality initially to present a positive first impression, and then when that wears off, then you get to the real personalities, and then those are what clash. Like you ever put on like whenever you meet someone new, you're not really yourself immediately. That's weird.
Right. Yeah. Right. I agree.
So when
you're
those,
someone else, you're like
So if
dumbed
those,
down version.
If those dumbed down versions like each other, but then the real versions don't, I feel like that's where it like starts to fade away.
Maybe. Okay.
But if like, there's a lot of abrasive, like, first impression type personalities that end up being like, oh, you were just trying to leave a first impression and you really suck at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you like them later on and, like, it lasts for longer.
Or you, like, as a first impression, you try to make, like, jokes or something that aren't like, that funny. Like, it's not something you would even normally say, but you're just trying to, like,
Like, well, oh, I messed that up terribly.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like, I guess that wasn't an unpopular opinion, though. Side eggs are just
Side eggs are the worst.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
My unpopular opinion is that old dudes that were in the military, well, I shouldn't say that. Anybody that's been out of the military for longer than 5 years should not be able to. What?
They're always grumpy, right?
Should not be able to what?
They shouldn't be able to allowed to wear all their whole, like, outfit uniform with their tags and their, so this is what I mean. So you've got old dudes, like old like my dad's age and older, and they get fully dressed up. They'll wear like their dog tags, they'll wear their ship's hat or the unit hat, they'll wear like a watch, they'll wear their academy ring, they'll wear their pants that have like the name or whatever.
emblemed jockstrap.
They've got collar stays with whatever branch military they've got the whole outfit is dedicated to
the butt plug with the insignia on it.
Jeez, dude.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And they walk around public stores strutting their stuff, expecting like, oh my God, thank you for your service. And then they're like, oh, you're so welcome. And they're just like basking. And my dad has a really big problem with this. He has a huge problem with attention. Like he literally, he went 4 hours out of his way to go stand on a field of some, it's not even a minor league baseball team. It's like, it's its own league just for like Southeast Michigan. And he went out so he could stand during the national anthem, go and stand on the field because it was Veterans Day and he wanted to stand on the field and get a half-hearted applause by like three people.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So he's got a really big attention problem, but he does this all the time. He'll just go out in public in full uniform and like I've seen not uniform, but you know what I mean, just fully decked out with Navy stuff. And I've seen old people do this and they just like they act like they don't know what they're doing. But like they're clearly fishing for compliments. And so I think now if you dedicate your life to the military, I think you get a little bit of a grace period.
I also think you should get a little bit of a grace period if you actually served in combat.
For sure.
Okay.
You saw action.
Like, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
like Vietnam.
But overall, I think it's about 5 years. If you left the military when you were 25, you get to wear that stuff till you're 30, and then that's about it. And here's why. Because they will say, you know, my dad was in the Navy when he was right out of college. You know, he went to the academy, and then he was, you know, from 22 to 27, I guess, whatever his five-year contract was. Mm-hmm. He was a young guy. Yeah. So now, and he's 60, and he'll just be like, oh, yeah, I was in the Navy, and he'll talk about it like it was him. And I view myself and my past self as differently than most people. But he was like, oh, yeah, that was my past self that I did. But he'll take credit for his past self's like accomplishments, but he won't take credit for his past self's stupidity. Like he did some really stupid stuff when he was 25, but he'll be like, oh, that wasn't me. That was the younger, dumber me. And so the younger stupid person that made mistakes isn't him, but the younger fit guy who was in the Navy is him. So that's why you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Unpopular opinion. If you manage to like go in the military and then not see any stuff that could potentially injure you and or scar you, like good for you. Like
that's a job.
Yeah. It's a job.
Amen.
Like I think if you milk
you can't
it,
say thank you to your service for somebody that just like
it is lame, but I think if you milk it, like that's just a perk of being in the US and serving in the military.
Yeah.
Like so
I can't stand it. Like I had a buddy in my class that lasted all of 1 week because he was in the military. He went to 2 weeks of boot camp and then got discharged because he like rolled his ankle or something. And then wore his dog tags, had like the bracelets and the necklace and the hat on.
The necklace?
The dog tag necklace.
Yeah.
And was telling everybody, oh, I was in the Marines. And then another buddy of mine who's he was older. He's like 35. He's coming back to school. He was actually in the Marines. So he's talking to him about it. He's like, so where did you serve? He's like, And then he like just kept like bullshitting his way through it until it finally came out that literally he was just at boot camp for like 2 weeks. Nice. And he thinks he's a veteran. And he told everyone that he got his school 100% paid for because of the military, which again, my other buddy did.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped out like a week after school started because he couldn't financially pay for it or whatever. That's what they told us. Like, oh, he had financial problems. Well, if the military is paying for it, why is that a financial problem?
Yeah.
Because they weren't, because you weren't in the military.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like stolen valor. Like that's, yeah.
I think
I hate
that's
that.
Stolen valor. Yeah. But like if you got shot at, like, you know,
oh yeah,
serving in the army, like yeah, wear the hat, dude.
Yeah,
like,
for
you,
sure.
I think you've earned it at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Get the bumper sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and I
but if you were like a trainer in like an ROTC group and you're like, oh, I freaking served in NAM, dude.
Right. Worked in like an airport.
I was there in the trenches.
Right, yeah, yeah. You were an air traffic controller for the Air Force. Or my pops, yeah. he was a training, he was a motor sergeant at, I think, Fort McHenry in Colorado Springs. He was a motor sergeant, so he trained soldiers how to work on trucks overseas, mm-hmm. but he never went. It was during Vietnam, but he was able to not have to go overseas. So,
nice.
So yeah, and he's not obnoxious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was, I'd probably be like, bro, yeah. Like you trained mechanics in freaking Colorado Springs, yeah. The ski capital of the world, with all these billionaires coming out to ski.
I wonder what the crime rate is.
Right.
War zone?
But no, but I mean, and again, I mean, he did wonderful things. He was able to keep, you know, he did awesome stuff for the military, and he definitely made an impact. But like,
they had to teach mechanics to freaking kids your age,
right?
Some
yeah,
of them like are interested, but the rest of them probably suck,
right?
So like, props.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I love him to death, and he's not annoying, which is why I love him even more.
Yeah,
my dad's really hard to
do good things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and my dad will like go out of his way to be like, oh, that's interesting. When I was in the Navy, and then he'll like kind of wait for like a little, you know, oh, thank you for your service. You know, kind of pause in his statements and kind of like stare at you and wait.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, I hate everything about that.
Yeah, so that's my unpopular opinion is yeah. Overall, again, there's case by case, but overall, if you've been out of the service for more than 5 years, it's time to retire your outfits. And again, if you're wearing like one cap just to wear the cap, that's fine, but don't make it your whole outfit.
How do you feel about like Eagle Scouts going out in public?
God, I hate them.
Is that a thing? I feel like that's not a thing.
I've seen enough guys do it. Yeah, where they'll go out in like with their big old giant baggy Boy Scout pants and their uniform,
uh-huh.
and they'll like walk around the grocery store and like kind of like if someone's like looking at them weird because they're wearing a freaking Boy Scout uniform, they'll like pull product down like by their chest where their badge is and just kind of like, you know, like just like wait for them to notice.
Huh. Yeah, it's really weird.
But like, what do you say to that? Like, thank you for like.
Oh, you don't. I don't talk to Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
Well, I talk to one.
Yeah.
But you'd never know,
right? And you know, you hear all those when I was in Boy Scouts, they always taught us like, and when I was in Boy Scouts, they taught us like, hey, if you're on an Eagle Scout, like there's so many job like owners of businesses.
Yes.
Is it?
Is it?
I feel like it is.
I've heard. Yeah, they said like if
you,
like
well, that's
owners,
when you got to pull that card though.
Yeah. Owners of businesses will say, hey, if you've got an Eagle Scout, then your application automatically gets put in this pile and it gets looked at before anybody else's.
That's and like, probably not true. I doubt that.
My buddy got pulled
Tell
over.
Tell Indeed the rules.
Indeed. Let's go. My buddy got his Eagle Scout and he had like a bifold card reader, card holder. So he had his license in one and his Eagle Scout card in the other. So when he got pulled over, he handed the cop the bifold and he opened it up. He said, oh, you're an Eagle Scout? You're free to go. So,
what?
Yeah.
Where do I get the card?
Yo. Yeah. No, I feel like I have never gone like – had an Eagle Scout that I know like be like, oh,
successful?
I'm an Eagle
I served 3 terms in Boy Scouts.
No, but like if you have a problem, I've never heard someone say like, oh, I'm an Eagle Scout, I got this. Mm-hmm. Or like use that as a reason why they could like do something better than you. Like the ones I know are pretty humble.
Watch
this.
Me build a fire real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I've seen that.
Using only matches.
I'll set up this teepee in about 2 seconds.
I've seen that fire thing. 2 Eagle Scouts fighting over how to build a fire.
I haven't seen that.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Saw it every week at Boy Scouts.
I always go for the log cabin, though, to be honest. I don't like teepee.
I like the teepee.
That's what they were arguing over.
It's not as sturdy.
Yeah, that's what they were arguing over.
It's more balancing skill, and the log cabin seems to work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus, it gives you more support for later logs. Like, TP is eventually going to fall over and collapse.
Yeah. I like going TP and then, like, having, like, big logs, like, in a star pattern kind of sticking out the side, and you can slowly move all of them in. I think that's kind of like a Native American thing that they used to do.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt and I were only in Boy Scouts for, like, a year.
Yeah, I have no grounds to even speak.
We were in, like, 7th grade.
Mm. Yeah.
Good deal.
Good times.
We were together, actually. We were in Boy Scouts together.
We were. Fighting over the same girl, I think.
In Boy Scouts?
Yep. Yeah. Wow, she was in, it was called
Venture Crew. Was it a real girl?
Oh, yeah, she was in that, bro, Venture Crew.
It's called Venture Crew.
What is that?
You have to be 14 to join, and you can stay until you're like 27 or something, and the girls can be in Venture Crew.
27?
Yeah, until you move out of your parents' house.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Jinx. Yeah.
27-year-old and a 14-year-old walk into a bar.
And they say, oh, Boy Scouts.
27-year-old gets the 14-year-old really drunk and takes her home.
Okay, see, we didn't need... Yeah.
I
didn't like that
one.
I
didn't hear anyone laughing.
Yeah, we could have made
And they play video games all night, and then they go home. And
hey! Hoppa!
You could have made the joke about, like, the Scoutmaster and, like, 8-year-old Scout. Like, that's kind of funny if you execute it right, but...
It was not an 8-year-old
Scout. 14-year-old girls is not something you should joke about.
The 8-year-old boy is fine?
Is that better?
Yeah, if you execute it properly.
Do you wish that would have happened to you? Is that your fantasy? Jeez, dude.
Jeez. If you guys were in prison, what type of prison type would you be? Would you be the Would you be the, would you be
Why'd
the guy
you look at me when you said that?
Would you be the guy working out like all the time? Would you be like in a gang? Would you be the guy that all has the and is using the for generally self-pleasure?
Here'd be like the goal though, is like if you're really unassuming and you probably don't want to be attractive at all if you're in prison. And then you want to be really good at fighting. So you can beat
I think
the,
you want to like beat someone the, you know, beat up the, a ton when you first get there to show you
the
like
biggest
someone
guy.
Dominant.
Biggest guy. You want to beat him up.
And you want to make sure you know how to keister a razor. A shiv.
Oh my gosh. A razor? Razor blade?
Yeah. You want to learn how to keister it so you can pull it out at any time and be ready for action.
Hashtag internal bleeding.
Yeah.
That's why you got to learn how to do it properly. Mm. Yeah. So you don't clench.
Can you wrap it
blade.
In something?
Yeah, that's what you're
saying. Yeah, but that delays the amount of time it takes before it's ready to use.
You don't keister a shank, dude.
A shiv?
A shiv.
It's just you keister like a
Yeah, exactly. You're not doing it with weapons.
You can, though. Haven't you saw Deadpool 2?
It's been a minute. I don't really remember much about movies.
We saw
yeah,
the
but they
first
make
half
you bend and spread, don't they? So I feel like they would see the keister, no?
Well, yeah, but
not the keister, but they'd see the razor blade.
Okay, well, it's first of all, you pretty much only get searched when you walk in and out of prison.
Yeah.
Or like,
so how are you getting the razor blade in? Oh, I guess that's allowed, right? So you can shave.
Right? No, they provide their own razors. I'm sure maybe it's electric now, so that you can't like.
I'd find a way.
Okay. Well, then maybe you're just not allowed to shave.
But you get the respect. Mm. You also be really good at basketball. So, like, those dudes like you. Because that's helpful.
Mm. Okay.
What do you mean by those dudes?
The people who play basketball.
Yeah, but what kind of people play basketball in prison?
Tall ones.
Yeah, the tall ones.
Right. And, like, what else, though? What other characteristics would you classify them as?
All races.
They can jump really high.
Right. And what race jumps the highest?
Mexicans.
Mexicans are short, dude. They don't jump high.
They have to jump higher.
They're fast, though.
Are we talking height per capita?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Foot of jump per foot of body height?
They're rabbits, dude.
Stupid. What do you mean they?
They, she? What do you mean? She, them?
Them? Just put them all in a category and just...
No.
Assume the same thing about all of them? Just stereotype?
No, just most of them. That's why it's a stereotype.
It seems like we're getting a call from one of our viewers. Let's see. Yeah, who is it? Well, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. What can we do for you? What was your name? Jaden Patterson?
No, hold up. Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
No, who's that?
No?
He's a Canadian. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. I'm a bloody Canadian.
Well, it's Canadian
awesome
psychologist.
Awesome to have you on our show, Mr. Peterson.
Yes,
this
Mr.
is
Peterson.
Quite
it's
a treat.
Lovely.
Well,
I'm excited.
You know what? I'm happy to be here. And, you know, I like seeing three young, you know, bustling men. And I like seeing them, exceed in life. And it's really bloody amazing.
I'm glad. Yeah, thank you. That's a very, very big compliment coming from you. I'm honored.
Appreciate the time.
Honored to have you here.
Absolutely.
And you know, sometimes it's so disappointing seeing, well, the world we're living in with, beta males and,
I do know. Yeah, it's really hard to, when you go to the gym and you just see all these little boys, like, lifting.
No way.
Like,
yeah. Like 25 pounds.
25 pounds. Down. Like, what is that?
That's, yeah.
That is crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I couldn't agree more. And, well, if you're a beta, you're a That's what I always grew up saying. And
wow.
I just wanted to, you know, come on and talk to you guys a little bit about, whatever you guys wanted to talk about.
We were thinking, I mean, I just had this random idea pop up. I listen to a lot of rap music.
Okay.
I consider myself pretty hood, as it were.
Oh, yes, me too, yes.
Not in the presence of Mr. Peterson, please.
Sorry, pretty hip.
Okay, thank you.
And I was...
Well, I know what the both of those words mean, actually.
Yeah, I figured you would. You're a very smart individual, mm-hmm. far smarter mm-hmm. than I could ever be. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if we could present you with some rap lyrics
yes,
that
yes,
have been
go ahead.
Confounding
yes.
me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
So the first one I got here is, it's a Jay-Z lyric.
I'm familiar. You know, actually, he is from Canada.
Oh, is he?
Well, yes.
Have you ever run into Mr. Jay-Z?
Well, I can't say I have, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd recognize him.
I heard JC or Z stands for Jason
Zarulo.
Yeah, but no. I heard that it was the first three letters J A Y was like his name. Mm-hmm. Jason Asbestos Yanmar.
Well, I don't really give a shit, but I just realized I was wrong. I was thinking about Drake, not Jay Z.
Yeah.
Jay Z, I believe,
Drake
is from the hood.
Yeah.
You can say that, Mr. Peterson.
So the lyric is, ow, hoes turn their heads like owls. I'm the man of the hour, triple entendre. Don't even ask me how.
Well, first of all, boy is spitting bars, as I think, the young black Americans would say.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Peterson, I would agree with that, you know, based on my knowledge of the culture. That is, I guess, would be considered some slang, I think the word would be.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Yes, it would. And to break down that lyric, you said, ow, bitches be what?
I'm sorry. I mean, I was laughing at something else. Hosts turn their heads like owls.
Ah, okay.
I think owl is supposed to rhyme with owls.
Well, I think an owl actually symbolizes the nighttime, and well, that is actually where.
No way!
It's crazy.
No!
You have to do it and redo that one.
You can't say that!
Oh my gosh.
No! We'll take it out. No!
So the lyric is, ow, hosts turn their heads like owls. I think owl is supposed to rhyme with owls, I guess.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, albeit it's a bit of a stretch, you know, as you guys may know, an owl is a bird, and a bird is an animal. Mm-hmm. And hour is time, and both time and hours were created by God. And so if you really get a little deeper into it, when the turn their heads like owls by the hour or whatever the hell it was, that basically means that God is great.
Okay.
And yes.
Thank you. I have more lyrics.
I didn't know Jay-Z was religious.
You have one?
Yes. This is from Anonymous. 32 grams raw, chop it in half. Get 16.
Uh-huh.
Double it times 3. We got 48.
Well, yeah.
Which means a whole lot of cream. Divide the dream.
Oh.
Well, this is a little bit of a tougher one, you know. I haven't been in this business of, breaking down rap lyrics for very long. But, you know, Canada does have a booming rap scene at the moment.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, with one rapper from Canada, Jordan Peterson.
Well, I mean, on top of that, there's, Justin Bieber and The Weeknd. And, I believe Mike Myers is from there as well. So we do have quite a slew of talented rappers.
Absolutely.
But
for sure.
What I think that is actually referring to is the process of making a piña colada. Who the hell is that? The process of making a piña colada, which is rum and coconut and cream, and it's bloody delicious, and I want one right now, but my wife is not letting me drink anymore because, I might have liver cancer, and anyway.
Anthony, what do you think about that?
I think that's actually a really insightful breakdown of that lyric. And who was that by again?
Anonymous.
No, I love him. He's really dear to my heart.
I think he's from Canada, actually.
Is he actually?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well,
nice.
You know what province?
I do.
Probably Victoria.
That's not one.
Yeah, it is.
Nope.
That's right next to Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan?
That's a dumb.
Saskatchewan.
Jordan, what can you tell us the name of the provinces, was it?
Yeah, provinces.
Well,
in Canada.
Yes. Well, starting from the west, you have British Vancouver, and then I believe the Yukon, Northern Territories. It's either Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and whatever Tuba. The hell the other one was, and then you get down to Ontario and Quebec, Prince Edward's Island, and I don't really bloody care about the rest of them.
Newfoundland?
That's one, yes.
I'm not too stupid. I knew one.
Well, you might have a little bit of a brain.
How about British Columbia?
That is one, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
So, I'm smarter than all of you. That's been established.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I think I'd asked you this one before, but my buddy of mine is convinced he's Jordan Peterson, and it's really driving a wedge between him and his mom. And I'm finding it hard to feed my hamster in the morning because I just can't understand why the Northern Star isn't in Turkey.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I understand your problem there. You're a bloody idiot. Your friend is perfectly normal trying to be me because, I'm from Canada, as you may know, and Canadians are better than you bloody United Statians. And so, by him pretending to be me to his mother, albeit it is breaking up his relationship with her and causing a lot of strife in their family, and
oh, God.
He's feuding with his stepsister, who he also gets sidetail on the side from. But really, I think overall it's a fairly good thing based on our culture, and a lot of boys are struggling with their identity, and the whole trans movement is becoming very popular here in Canada, and I just bloody know whether a man's got a penis or a vagina, and I don't know what to do anymore, because when I go to the strip clubs, I don't know if I'm gay or not, but truly, I think it's a good thing. Does that answer your question, you...
What if I have both?
Well, is that possible?
I mean, I don't know. I have both, so I guess it's
Peterson,
possible.
Mr. I think we've had...
Good God, I'd like to get a hold of that.
Goodness gracious. I think we've had very insightful answers to all our questions.
Thank you, Mr.
Really
Peterson.
Well, you're welcome for my time, and... I hope to maybe make another appearance on the show and
we'd
maybe tell you guys a little bit more about Canada. And
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, maybe go in depth a little bit more about the booming rap scene we have here. And
Yeah. I'd be tickled to my tonsils if you would
join
us again.
Did you know the 37th largest Oktoberfest is actually in Toronto?
Wow, that's cool.
So there's a fun fact for you. And
very nice. Will you be attending?
I don't drink anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Cool. Well, I think.
Well, I'll be signing off now, and.
Well, we're gonna miss you, buddy.
Absolutely.
You boys, keep it up in the, speaking the truth in this horrible blue-pilled world.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So, amen. Speaking the truth in your name, buddy. We appreciate you having you here. Come by anytime.
Well, goodbye. I love Canada.
Bye, Mr. Peterson.
Goodbye, Dr. Peterson. Thank you so much.
Bye, Dr. Peterson.
Well, that was quite insightful, I think.
I agree.
I learned more than I wanted to know.
I have to say, I think he's quite an orator.
Oh, amen. Yes. Amen.
You might even be the next Winston Churchill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say he's the Winston Churchill of our generation?
I would say he is the Winston Churchill of Canada.
Do you think he has more influence than Elon Musk?
Oh, that's a... I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's a tough one. I mean, probably not. Yeah, probably not. Just because, Elon owns Twitter and...
Yeah.
Richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got it good.
I haven't had very good luck with women lately. I've struck out 3 for 3, unfortunately.
At collage?
Collage? Oh, college. Yeah. I did strike out there, but that wasn't one of my three.
Okay.
Whoa.
So the first one was earlier in the spring. There was a very, very cute girl at, she's a nurse at my surgeon's office where I got my foot surgery. So I have to go there about once a month to get a checkup on how my foot's healing and everything.
I'm going
to
hate this, aren't I?
Well, anyway, I can never talk to her because my mom is always there. And what?
3, 2, 1.
The Lions won!
They didn't win yet.
Woo!
Oh.
Why is that? Who the f*** cares?
Sorry.
Not really anybody.
Okay. So, yeah, very, very cute girl at this office. And I can never talk to her because my mom's always there because she wants to hear what the doctor is saying and like, oh, is my son going to die? Yeah,
who cares?
And I'm like, why do you keep asking that? Like, you're almost sounding disappointed when he says no. Well, anyway, so about the 10th time I had seen her and, you know, I really like her, but again, I can't talk to her. I was in this room and the door was like on a corner and she was doing office work. Typing in the computer behind the door, and I couldn't see her. So I came around the corner, and I just took her the out. I mean, I knocked her on her.
Really?
I mean, it was and there was a noise. I mean, I was like basically on top of her, and just like everyone in the waiting room just like turned to look, and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Did you do a victory dance?
I like felt so bad. I couldn't apologize. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's my fault for standing at my own desk. I was like, well, I can never look her in the eye again.
Hmm.
So that was the first time. The second time, this was the second time I struck out.
First
struck
time
out.
Doesn't even count.
That doesn't really count.
You just ran into her.
That's true. All right. So this first time, I guess I struck out. This was at college.
You should
I forgot.
Come back and be like, remember me? I'm the guy that knocked you the hell out.
Yeah. Hey, you want to try that again, but like at dinner or like whatever?
Planned.
Yeah, I'm on planet.
And this time I'll use, you know.
And I should do this in front of my
chloroform.
Mom, right?
Whoa!
I should do this in front of my mom, though, for context, right? While she's in the room asking me, like, hey, have you had any symptoms or complications?
Yeah, maybe she'll clap or something.
My mom? Jeez. Yeah, I was like, you. Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I need a couple of bits of information from you. Can I just get, like, your name and phone number? And just, like...
Ooh, okay. Reverse doctor on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I give you a prostate exam?
Okay. Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot. What if she... Whoa! Oh, I just got that. Huh? That's insane. All right. So this... More recently, I was at college. This was freshman week. And I was in the gym. And the college gym sucks. That's why I moved to Planet. But the gym sucks. And so I was there and like the only ab machine they have is that weird like A-frame that like locks your shins in. So you like lean all the way back over the A-frame and like do sit-ups.
Yeah.
Well, the way they had for the plates to hang on was like really dumb. And it like they had this stupid roller and a track that hadn't been greased since it was bought in 1987. So it stuck. And so it was really hard to do the exercise. So I was like it was like jumping as I was trying to like do sit-ups. And my gym crush, who I'd met about a week before that, was in the gym. No headphones or nothing. She was just, you know.
Just there.
Raw-dogging.
Yep. And so, yeah. And this was a girl I had met and I had talked to, and she was a Christian and she checked all my boxes and we were actually like kind of getting along. There was kind of a little bit of a flirty, little bit of sparks going.
Okay.
And we weren't really working out together, but we were still kind of intermediate conversation. And during my sit-ups, I had just let out the loudest, most ear-shattering fart I've ever let out in my life. Like, there was no even coming close to denying it. It was about 120 PSI of air.
Wow.
Just against the...
120 decibels.
I feel like on top of that, doing the ab machine is not the most masculine.
Yeah. So, I just kind of put my plate away and put my head down and walked back to my dorm and never heard from her again. So that was fun. And then the most recent thing that happened was just this past week. And I'd been talking to a girl over the summer and I really couldn't tell. I thought she wasn't interested in me, but she kind of kept texting me like these kind of like iffy things. Like, is she into me?
Mm.
And like, am I bad at catching signals or is she bad at throwing them? But like, I had finally come, I mean, I was like, she's got to be into me. And so she had texted me. My Instagram prompt on my, like, my, you know, the lonely DM me thing.
S or a T? She said texted, right?
Well, DM'd.
Okay.
So on my Instagram prompt, it was trucks are cool, but Jesus is cooler.
Mm.
And she just said, this is such a used thing to say. And I said, thanks. Oh. I try to be me as much as possible. And she said, good, ha, ha, ha. I really like that.
Whoa.
That's what she said. And she was like,
oh, you're in.
Yeah.
Or was it like, oh, I really like that being you. I'm like,
well, probably. And hindsight. Yeah. And she said, I agree. Jesus is cooler than trucks. I just don't like trucks as much as you. with like a winky face.
You said that?
I don't like trucks as much as you.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that.
You're reading it wrong.
I don't like trucks as much as you.
Oh, I don't like trucks as much as you.
That's easy to misinterpret.
Well, I did misinterpret it because I showed it to my roommates and they were like, dude, she's so into you. And I was like, are you sure? Because I think she means this.
And your roommates are real players.
Yeah. Well, they both have girlfriends. So I guess so. Shoot. And right. So they're like, no, she's definitely into you. So I said, aw, thanks. I feel the same way. And she said, as much as you do. Ha ha. And I just died. I died. And I said, oh my gosh. Yeah, for real. LMAO.
Well.
So 3 for 3, unfortunately. Nice. But that's all right. Women are overrated anyway. The Lord just has way better things for me planned, and a woman would just get in the way. Yeah, like, you know,
driving trucks.
Yeah. Hey man, I make a lot of money doing that.
Sure, you're making more than me and Anthony.
Yeah.
We're both unemployed.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true. So,
dude, we sound like such losers, honestly. Like, if you didn't know it, well.
Yeah, if you knew. What for like one of the bonus episodes, part of the game was making Tinder profiles for each other? And then trying to like find matches
you
and
show that though.
Is it really fun? Yeah, you can't really like
show that. You just kind of like describe it and say what you're saying.
This girl is a girl.
Would you like her or not? No. You do it for yourself. So you just like tell what the profile you're making for the other person is, and then you like read and all the texts and messages you've sent. So like,
Matt, no. We could make each other's profiles and then swap.
Yeah.
And then see if we'd match with.
Yeah. So just be like
our own profile.
Yeah. Oh, you. What?
I don't know.
So just be something like Matt, and it would be like, hell, and man. If I were writing your bio, I would just put like 5'3", unemployed. Sits in room all day playing on computer.
Yeah.
You know, just like basically trying to make ourselves sound as terrible as possible.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun.
Are you allowed to like just lie? Like, say 5'3"?
Yeah. Okay, why not?
What if we like.
But you have to, it has to be based on truth. So the base is that he's short.
He's average height,
which is short.
What if we like each make each other's profiles, and then we like pass our phones, so we each have a profile that isn't us and that we didn't write.
Right? Okay, I can do that.
We're like,
I can get on
that. Match with that person.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Be like Anthony, the fake you. I would not match with. I don't know.
No. I just mean like,
help me out.
This is pretty gay.
I would just like.
You're right. You're right.
I just mean like we should spam write until we get matches, and then just like basically, you know, just f around with the people that match with us, not us.
Oh.
So. F around and
guys, I got one.
What? A match?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you getting a match would be Anthony's fake profile that I wrote.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'd be, I think that'd be fun.
We make each other sound horrible and right. To see like who we
get to pick the pictures and everything.
Attain.
Ooh. Yeah, we get to pick the pictures. Yeah.
Let's do some photo editing here. Let's get creative.
Yeah, I think it could be really fun.
Like, squish you down in the frame. Or like super
starting my 600-pound weight loss journey.
Who's there to be my queen?
Oh, dude. This is what AI is good
who's
for.
Who's there for the finished product?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Who's a real OG?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay. I don't know. It's gonna be
the gayest activity.
I don't know about that one.
I was watching the news, and I was thinking about
lame.
I was thinking about like a Rick and Morty style parallel universe, where they were basically where trees are people and people are trees. Okay, so everything's reversed.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. So Greta Thornbush was just like screaming on the news about how
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, about how like our oxygen emissions from all the tree vehicles were like getting way too high, and that the people couldn't keep up with putting out fresh carbon dioxide.
The hell is this?
So that we could have fresh carbon dioxide to breathe.
That hurts my brain as trees. So bad.
And so like the different types of people would be the different types of plants. So like
a fever dream.
So what makes it funny?
Well, so like Ukrainians or like Dutch or German, like really tall people would be like oaks, and like, you know, Mexicans would be like you know, rose bushes.
Apple trees. just trees. A landscaping bush.
Yeah. just landscaping. Oh, it's insane. And like grass would just be like babies.
Nobody's grass. No, it'd just be babies would be saplings. Asians would be birch.
Okay.
Oh. Now you got to make Dutch like the tall, like the redwoods.
Redwood.
Yeah.
But those are so rare though. Oaks are everywhere.
Dutch are pretty rare.
Yeah, but there's not that many Dutch. Exactly. Oaks are just like regular Caucasians, I feel like.
Fair.
Really? Oaks are
Nah. We're maples. Oaks got to be.
We maple.
Our brothers to the
maple
east and to the south.
Who's like the poison ivy?
That's not a tree.
No, but it's a plant though.
Yeah.
So are you doing trees or are you doing humans?
We're doing all plants.
Okay.
All, yeah.
Then it gets kind of complicated. There's way too many plants for the amount of humans.
True.
Mm. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
The hell, dude.
That's insane, dude.
I don't know.
You are gay.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dribble Hour. We love you.
Hey. All right.
Have a good one, y'all.
Have a good one.